USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Blamed for at least two deaths when it was a hurricane, what's now Tropical Storm Michael is dumping soaking rains on the Carolinas, which have barely recovered from the rains they received from Hurricane Florence a few weeks ago. Michael came ashore on the Florida Panhandle as a nearly Category 5 strength storm with winds of 155 miles an hour. Former Florida Governor Jeb Bush says,
you know, I think people need to just chill out a little bit to allow for the massive numbers of people that are deployed to try to identify people that may be in remote areas to make sure everybody's safe and sound.
He spoke on MSNBC about 750,000 without power because of the storm. A NASA astronaut and his Russian counterpart are safe and sound after their Soyuz capsule made an emergency landing shortly after liftoff from Kazakhstan today, headed for the International Space Station. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Refreshingly crisp days and cool nights. Our favorite time of year is here. At thecompanystore.com, our thoughts are turning to the comforts of home, like soft flannel sheets, lofty down comforters, fluffy towels, and cozy sleepwear. And with thecompanystore.com friends and family event going on now, you enjoy free shipping and 25% off your next order. There's no better time to shop. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter FAMILY18 at checkout for 25% off, plus free shipping. From our family to yours, thecompanystore.com.
Criminally negligent homicide charges have been issued after this past weekend's deadly upstate New York limo crash. State police say Newman Hussein knew the vehicle involved in the crash had failed a past inspection. He's the son of the prestige limousine owner, who's said to be in Pakistan now. 20 people died when that limo apparently blew through a stop sign near Albany, New York. The driver said to be not properly licensed to drive that vehicle. President Trump says he has spoken with top Saudi officials about missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi, who vanished after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey on the 2nd of October.
It's a very sad situation. It's a very bad situation, and we want to get to the bottom of it.
Turkish officials have claimed that Khashoggi was killed and possibly then dismembered inside that consulate. Saudi officials have publicly denied any knowledge of his whereabouts. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein's due in court today amid word that sex assault charges against him may be unraveling in New York. His lawyer, working to get at least some of the charges against Weinstein dismissed, claiming Manhattan prosecutors have withheld evidence. That includes a friendly email from one of his accusers, an aspiring actress, suggesting that a sex act that Lucia Evans claimed Weinstein had forced her to perform in 2004 was consensual. There are also allegations that an NYPD detective may have improperly coached a witness with her grand jury testimony. Men who lived or worked near the World Trade Center during the 9/11 attack continue to report that they are getting breast cancer. Their lawyer telling the New York Post the number of men with breast cancer has doubled from 15 to 30 in just the last month. He also represents 500 women with breast cancer who've lived or worked near Ground Zero. And President Trump is expected to have lunch with rapper Kanye West at the White House today. Earlier this week, Trump said he's thrilled to have Kanye visit, calling him a terrific guy. The president saying West has expressed gratitude to him for a decrease in American or African American unemployment. They're going to be lunching also with the president's top advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.